call program, you know, scheduled or something else. I usually give you guys a couple weeks notice, but I was just so jacked up from what I just did last week that I just wanted to share with you guys that, you know, we all have levels of excitement. I'm a pretty excited guy all the time. If you're on DeanGraziosi.com and you watch my weekly blogs, you know that I was blessed with just a lot of energy, and I have a zest for life. I love what I do. I love real estate more than anything. I love sharing techniques. But I'll tell you, last week just took me to another level, and I just really thought it was important that I share the experiences that I had while it was fresh in my mind. I didn't want to wait 3 weeks and go the traditional route because it would leave you. You know what it's like when you leave a great movie. You want to tell everybody about that movie the night you leave, or you have an amazing restaurant, or you go on a first date and it's amazing. You want to go home and tell everybody. You don't want to wait 3 weeks. That's how I felt about this call. I called the office on Monday, I think, and I just said, come on, schedule a call. I know it's short notice. Actually, it was Tuesday. So that's where we are. I want to let you know what I did was, if you guys aren't aware, is I went around the country. Let me back up a second. I'm writing a new book, and the name of the book is Your Town, Your Real Estate Profits. Thousands of you, I think a couple thousand, voted on the book cover, which I appreciate, and I took your advice. We went with the blue cover if you voted on it. Thank you. We held a little poll at DeanGraziosi.com. And the reason I'm writing that book is because before I wrote my last book that a lot of you or most of you on this phone call have, Profit from Real Estate Right Now, so many people were coming to me wherever I was. If I was in the mall or in the airport or out to dinner with my family, people would say, Dean, I love your stuff. I see on TV, but I don't have any money and don't have any credit. So that's why we went so deep on an actual recipe to make money with no money down and profit from real estate right now. Well, it's resulted in a tidal wave of people making money using assignments and so many lease options and so many different ways that excuse, and I hate to say it is an excuse because some people do use it as an excuse, but that obstacle, let's just say that obstacle gets wiped out. And we've had so many successful people, so it's not just me, it's countless people all over. You see all the posts on our site and all the successful stories. We literally get success stories every day now, which is just unbelievable. It's probably why I'm so excited every time you see me on a blog, right? But what I've gotten recently was people saying to me, Dean, I've read through your stuff. It just doesn't work where I live. And I have to tell you, what great inspiration. Sometimes a little frustration becomes great inspiration. And that's exactly what this did. Usually, I've written 5,000 books in my life. This is my fourth book I've written. And usually it's about 18 months between books before I start writing. This time, it hasn't even been a year. It's because I've been so motivated by people saying it doesn't work where I live when I know it does, but I want to prove it, that I was inspired on a whole new level. But I didn't even know how inspired I was going to be. So here's what I decided to do. I decided to take a plane and fly all over the country, visiting 9 students in 3 days and going from tiny little towns to big cities. And I left Arizona Wednesday morning at like 6 o'clock in the morning last week and went to the west side of Florida, to the east side of Florida, down south Florida, up to New Jersey, over to New York, and over to Iowa and then Illinois, and then flew down to Indiana, went to Mississippi, up to Denver, Colorado, and over to Southern California, and back all in 3.5 days. Talk about zero sleep, but running on adrenaline like you couldn't believe. Just, it was absolutely, positively life-changing for me. And I've had a lot of life-changing events in my life, which I feel blessed, which so many of us had. And the adrenaline I had, I didn't need sleep. I didn't have to worry about it. I mean, I was just on fire because I have to tell you guys, I think you know, if you're new to our program and you haven't been to our site yet and you haven't seen all the posts or this is your first call, I welcome you and thank you for being here. And I hope I'm going to do everything in my power to get you not only engaged and take action, but get you the results you desire. Maybe even in spite of some of the things that are your own roadblocks, I'm going to do everything I can to get you engaged. And the people who know me and a lot of the students that I went and saw, I hope you're on the call tonight, you know that that is my true passion, is to teach and train and affect people's lives. Of course, I want to have a company that's thriving, and I want to keep doing real estate, and I love this. I love being an achiever. I love success. I love all that. But it all focuses on my not only ability, but my desire to change people's lives in a big way. And the byproduct is I get to change a whole bunch of people's lives, or at least if I just start it. And here's what I want to tell you. What was so awesome about visiting these students, and I call them students because I don't know any better name, people I care about, now they're friends because I've met all of them, is every one of them just used what you guys probably already have in your hands, but didn't let anything get in their way of making it a reality for them. Everybody I saw, there's nobody different than the people I saw than anyone on this phone right now with a desire for more out of life. The people I saw don't have lack of obstacles. They weren't all rich. They're not all rocket scientists. They don't have a perfect charm life. They weren't born under a lucky star. They get up the same way we do. They put their pants on one leg at a time. They have obstacles. They have problems. They, from bankruptcies to depression to so much, no zest for life, to worrying about the bills, to deciding what bills to pay at the end of the month. But what got me so excited is because these people had certain things in common that allowed them to succeed. And I'm going to go through real briefly some of the things that I've learned from these different students, which now are friends of mine. And it was just unbelievable. So a couple of things I want you to know. First of all, the month of October, look for an emails from me. We're going to send an email out to you guys next Tuesday morning that's going to kick off the month of October. We're actually calling it Success Fest. There's so much festivals. There's Oktoberfest. There's all these great things. We're going to call it Success Fest. And if you were a part of the Blitzkrieg and you saw all the stuff that we worked our tails off to give you guys over a month, we are going to top that in the month of October. Before we get in the holidays, before Thanksgiving, before Christmas, I'm going to let you guys go into the end of the year with new capabilities and wisdom beyond anything you ever could imagine. Now, I know sometimes you have information overload, right? You get all this great information, even how to make real estate. You go, where do I start? That's what we're doing in this month. I'm going to promise you, I learned wisdom and techniques and strategies from my students in the last week that blew me away. Listen, I know real estate. I've been doing it for 20 years. I think I know it better than most anybody I've ever met. But you can't know it all. It's impossible. And what I learned from my students is they adapted my techniques to fit them. And they found techniques I never even thought of or heard of or seen to put money in their pocket, and I want that wisdom. So all I can tell you is in the month of October, I am going to extract that wisdom, their techniques, their strategies, their secrets, ethically bribe them to give me everything they've learned to become successful. Everything they've learned to put, I mean, probably combined with the students I saw, millions of dollars in their pocket. And when you hear their stories, you're going to be blown away. But I don't just want their success stories for you guys. I don't want them just to say, oh, my God, you know, like Gary and Jill down in Florida. They made over $500,000 in 18 months since they got my book in their pocket. That's not even net worth increase. That's not cash flow. That's money, cash checks, bank account, over 500 grand. How would that fit with you guys in the next 18 months? Well, I don't want to just hear the pump-up story that I got when I flew around the country. I want to know exactly how they did it, because when they started explaining it to me, it blew my mind because they just ran with it. And that's what I want to talk about today, some of their stuff. But I want to let you know through the month of October, I am going to be extracting wisdom and doing all kinds of incredible stuff for you guys so you guys get the results that you desire. And that's my goal. So let me just tell you some of the things. First of all, what was really awesome is what everybody had in common. I'm going to go deeper on this, so make sure you look for an email next Tuesday. You look for a major gift that I'm working on with Tony, one of my top writers. We are working our tails off on something right now. It's going to be yours, just like everything we do, on so many levels. It's full of wisdom. It's step-by-step, but there's going to be a present or a gift you guys are going to get next week, so don't miss your emails, that's going to blow your mind. It's really going to help you kick off the last quarter of the year so you can make 2010 amazing. But you know what was great is seeing each person with their obstacles, with troubles, some of them with zero money, some of them with bankruptcies, some of them under 25 years old, some of them older with bad credit. I mean, just amazing, small towns, big towns. But they all had a lot of things in common. First of all, what I loved is all of them had eyes that were glowing. They not only had hope again, their hope saw glimpses or big pieces of reality. how many people on the phone right now just have kind of lost a little bit of hope because of today's economy and being so busy? We have information overload. We're worried about answering text messages, emails, our voicemail. We go home, there's 20 emails waiting for us. There's voicemails waiting for us. The TV's on. We're trying to, I mean, I know how busy life can be, and sometimes it robs your hope, doesn't it? Well, all I know is everybody I saw had hope, and what the greatest part is, they found the hope before they found the money. Does that make sense? The money is not going to make you happy. The hope and desire, I want to talk about LaBertha and Bernadette, who were on DeanGraziosi.com, what seems, and I could be wrong, a year, being positive. And I'm not going to share everything about their background, but they've had some real troubled times. And they're just wonderful, wonderful ladies. I love both of them. They're amazing. But they've been through hell and back, for lack of a better word, and they found hope before they found any real estate deals. They're on their third deal right now, but they found hope first. They were there being positive at DG.com, DeanGraziosi.com, when they had nothing. When LaBertha, I hope you don't mind me sharing, went through a bankruptcy, she was still there sharing hope. She found hope first, and the end result is success. And I know those two are going to go on to do amazing things, be one of our top students in a year from now. So they all had this gleam in their eye that I wish for every single person on this phone. Everybody said they enjoyed waking up every day because they had a vision of where they were going. They saw where their life could be. All of them hit obstacles but didn't give up. One person talked to 20 real estate agents who told them they were crazy, that those strategies don't work, that you can't make that kind of money in Southern California or Florida or wherever they live, and got discouraged but just kept going. And the 21st realtor has made them tens of thousands of dollars because they found the right one to match them. So what they all have in common, they didn't take no for an answer. They didn't let unqualified people talk them out of their desire for more out of life. All of them, 100% of the people I met with, and you know what was great too? I digress, I apologize. Is being in their houses where they live. The comfort level is through the roof. Sometimes we fly some of our students into my office, and it changes the dynamic. They're a little intimidated. If we turn cameras on, this is in their house. I got the real deal. 100% of them had negative people in their life who told them they were nuts. They bought something off TV or they got involved in our Success Academy and spent a good deal of money to be trained. Well, that good deal of money they spent turned into 10, 20, 30 times their investment. But when they first joined, everybody told them, you're crazy, get out, get your money back, work overtime, be real, stop being a dreamer. Real estate's for other people. You know what? These people were fortunate enough to put a glass wall up and go at what they wanted out of life. And here's the other thing about most every single one of them. The people that were the naysayers are now attached to their hip wanting to learn how they did it. Another thing they had in common was to not overanalyze and cause themselves to be paralyzed. I love that. Overanalysis causes paralysis. I love that saying. But what I found is most of them, without saying these exact words, shared the fact that what they did is stop thinking and start doing. And I hope that makes sense. Stop thinking and start doing. Because if you overanalyze, if you talk to too many people, you're going to get techniques, you're going to get feedback, you're going to get input from somebody who's not qualified to give you the ideas. Now listen, if you find a mentor who's a happy guy and he's positive every day, or she's positive every day, and she's making all, or he's making a whole bunch of money in real estate nonstop, then by all means listen to that person. But if it's your coworker that you go to lunch with, if he's not complaining about the president or the economy or his boss is telling you how to make money in real estate, run. Run hard, run fast, and run far. Okay, I'm really excited. Again, this call is to kind of share some of the stuff. So let me just share a couple things. I go down to see Gary and Jill first. That was this first stop. We left Phoenix, Arizona at 6 o'clock in the morning, went straight to Florida. And we go see Gary and Jill. On this call tonight, I'm only going to touch really shallow. If I'm going to talk about 9 people, I only have a few minutes per person, so I don't keep you guys all night, but I think you're going to see what we're talking about. And again, this is the kickoff of a pretty amazing October that you're not going to want to miss anything that we're sharing with you. But Gary and Jill, 18 months ago, got my book. Now, they had some experience in real estate in the past, but they got my book and took their skills to a whole new level. Now, Gary and Jill, we're going to talk about people who had zero money, but Gary and Jill didn't use any of their own money, but what they did have is equity in their home. So they went and got a home equity line of credit, and they used that money like cash. But they used our techniques on how to find not good deals, but insane deals. Here's one that Jill found. I'll give you one little tidbit. Jill was finding deals. She's got a unique little thing. You're going to love this. You should write this down. Is she goes to yard sales and estate sales. But she's not going there for the trinkets, folks. She's going there because what follows a massive yard sale or a massive estate sale in so many cases? The sale of the house. But the contents of the house go first. So on weekends, Jill's driving around looking in the paper, find them. She finds out who the owner is, who's having the yard sale, gets their information. If they're not looking to sell right now, they're looking to sell someday. She develops a relationship. They call her first. They've made a great deal of money on that. Jill and Gary, since my book, like I said, have made over $512,000 or $515,000, and they're looking at some deals right now. In fact, they're sending me some deals they're looking at right now. I may end up doing something with them because they're just they found their unique niche. But here's the thing I wanted to share with you. Everybody says, I'm not sure if it works for them. They live in Florida, folks. Florida, besides Arizona, is the worst hit market in the country. So if you live anywhere besides Florida, you have a better opportunity than Gary and Jill. Anywhere. So that was such great inspiration. They're amazing people. They're excited. But here's the thing they love. They take 2 months off in the summer. I don't know if they did it this summer, but they've done it. They did it last summer. They take a couple months off and drive around the country with their son, their 12-year-old son who I met. They get to not have to, they're both not working anything now but real estate. They get to live life on their terms, and they've made this their life. They live, breathe, and eat real estate, and they love it. They said it strengthened their relationship. They get to do it together, and it was just awesome to see them in their house with them kind of gloating and proud and confident and pounding their chest. There's nothing they did, folks, that you can't do. And if you're going, well, I can't put money on a home equity line of credit, well, then you got to wait until we move on to some of our other students. But I'm going to go in order. We flew up and over from the west side of Florida over to the east side of Florida, down by Miami, and met with Angie. Now, again, this is all stuff that you're going to learn on a deeper level throughout the month of October. But Angie decided she wanted to invest in real estate, but she didn't want to do the work. She didn't want to get her hands dirty. She didn't want to go look at property. She wanted to spend more time on the beach. She wanted to spend more time on the beach than she spent doing real estate, which who wouldn't blame her, right? And it sounds like a pretty tall order, but what she did is spend a little time up front. She spent a little time like front-end loaded, let's say, and she built a team that we teach you. She found and interviewed and had to go through a whole bunch of real estate agents to find the right one. She found the right mortgage broker. She found the right property manager. She found the right title company. She found the right attorney in case she needed it. She went ahead and built her team virtually since she did it 1,500 or 1,800 miles away from where she was because she decided she wanted to invest in another area. She picked the area. She created the team. And she bought three houses so far, over $1,000 a month in cash flow, if I remember that right, over $70,000 in net worth increase since she started. She's on to her next deal. She has a team that does all of it now, a little front-end heavy. She's excited like you wouldn't believe. Her husband supports her. He's a great guy. Got a chance to talk with him. And she had the ability to do this remotely and let everybody else do the work because she followed a routine step. But along the way, Angie found things that I've never thought of. And she was sharing with me. I said, this can't be kept in your head. Other people need to know it. So we're going to steal that information too. All right, so we left there, and then we skedaddled up the East Coast, and we went to New Jersey. And we met with LaBertha and Bernadette. Now, this is a team who met on DeanGraziosi.com. They had been on there nonstop being positive, great people, didn't have any money, don't have the credit, but a desire, a burning desire. And I was so fortunate to meet them because I love all the posts that they write. They're always so supportive of other people. And it was time that someone told them how proud they were of them. And right now, they bought their first two deals. Listen to this. And I have to tell you, when I got the paperwork, now, we didn't go visit anybody that just said they made money. We had to get documentation of all of it, or else I couldn't say it on this call. I wouldn't say it on TV. So we got everybody's documentation. They bought two houses, their first two deals, for $500 each. And I'm like, what could they have bought for $500? When I got there, it was the first time I saw the pictures. One looks decent. One looks, you know, not that it's worth $5,000. One looks what looks like it's worth maybe $50. I'm just talking from a glance. I don't know the area because it looks a little beat up. Looks like it needs some work. The other one was a multifamily. It was a gorgeous-looking home. I kept saying to her, this is the house? And they bought it for $500 because they were at it. They didn't give up. They were just – she. Those two probably went through 100 deals to get those two. And they're using my assignment system, assignment strategies, and they've locked up a deal, and they're hoping to make 10 grand on this property by the end of the month. And they're working that hard. They got other ones lined up. But here's the thing that really, and I hope LaBertha doesn't mind me sharing this, but LaBertha said she was stuck on the couch. She spent a lot of nights crying, a lot of nights sad, no vision of where she was going, and lost hope. And you know what? I gave her the first trigger. She found this on her own. She took our techniques and ran with it and found her own strategies and went deep on how to find those. But she's not on the couch anymore. She says she can't wait to get up in the morning. She's on the computer till midnight setting up deals. She's got a zest for life you wouldn't believe. Those two girls' eyes were lit up like Christmas trees when they were talking about their real estate deals and what they have going on and where their future is going. And how she's going to be my number one student. And I believe her. I hope you see on this call tonight, guys, this isn't a real deep real estate training call tonight. I do a lot of those. And if you've been on these calls, you know that we've gone into assignment deals, no money down deals, anything you could possibly imagine we've talked about over the last couple of years doing these every month. But sometimes you just need a little kick in the butt to realize if other people can do it with obstacles, with things wrong in their life, then you can do it. And that's why this call was so important to me. I hope it's important to you because, again, I came back so passionate about taking what I do to the next level, you can't believe it. I mean, I came back with real estate ideas that I jotted down through the entire trip going, I have to do this. And I need to extract more information from them. But also I came back knowing that what we're doing is really working on a bigger level than I can imagine because when I get an email from Angie, or the next person we went and saw was Eric up in Moline. When we get emails of, hey, man, this is working, thank you so much, it means a lot to me. It touches my heart. But when you're in someone's home and you see their eyes light up and they say, hey, that car outside I bought because of real estate, I paid off all my credit cards. I'm debt free. One person paid off all their credit cards and has no more house payment. And they're making money. So, again, it's really important to me that you leave this call tonight going, I didn't learn any more real estate wisdom, but I am not giving up because all the wisdom you need is in my books. It's in my Real Estate Success Academy. It's on deangraziosi.com. It's there. We just got to take action with it. And this is an action call. So, okay, next, I left LaBertha and Bernadette, and we took a quick little, I think we might have slept. And then we got up really early and flew up to meet Jan and Jeremy. Now, this was really cool. Jeremy, if you're on the site, you know who he is. He's a 19-year-old kid who's been on that site pushing, and he teamed up with another person on deangraziosi.com, Jan. And like anything with real estate, what I always say is it's having ingredients, like ingredients to make a recipe. The more ingredients you have by going to the site, by maybe being in the Success Academy, listening to these calls, reading my book five times, which that's probably another thing they all had in common. Everybody read my book five times and carried it around like you know, an extension, like their wallet, and always, you know, related to it. But if you have enough ingredients, you can piece them together. Now, between Jan and Jeremy, Jeremy had desire like you wouldn't believe. And here's a good thing about Jeremy. He probably had so much desire, which I did when I was 17, because life hadn't beat him down yet. Life hadn't told him no 6,000 times. He hadn't watched the news so much that he just thought things were horrible and that we don't live in the greatest country in the world. And you know what? Sometimes that could be your best friend, because he doesn't have any option in his mind other than he's definitely doing it. Jeremy comes from Brooklyn. I didn't go really deep, but I could tell he didn't come from a great background. I mean, probably has wonderful parents, but as far as I'm talking about money and his opportunities to grow, the only opportunity Jeremy's going to have in his life, he's making. He told me he's so passionate because he doesn't want his parents working so hard. That was my reason. I hated watching my mom work two jobs to make $90 a week when I was a kid and living in a trailer park. I didn't like that. And Jeremy's got that same desire. I mean, he doesn't know any different. He hasn't gotten told no 6,000 times. If you have, you got to work on clearing those cobwebs out, because those no's are everybody else's. You don't need any more of those. He had a burning desire. Jan wanted to start a whole new life at 58 years old and move his life to another, and I hope I said 58, maybe he was younger. Looked younger, if that helps. But he wanted to move his life to another direction. Between the two of them, they had some down payment money. They had good credit. They had burning desire. Jeremy's great on the internet. Jeremy found their first deal through an online system he uses that I'm drilling down to find out right now so you guys could figure it out and learn it. He used an online system to find an incredible deal. They partnered on it. They met through the site as well. They partnered on the deal, and they made an insane deal on this first one. They have cash flow every month. Their net worth skyrocketed, and they're on their way. They're on their second deal right now, got a third one in the pipeline, and these two are unbelievable. I saw Jeremy. I see it in his eyes. He's going all. I don't even have to wish him luck. Jeremy, if you're listening tonight, I don't have to wish you luck, man. You're on fire, and you're going to be a great example to inspire others to go to the next level. Then we left there, and we flew to Moline, Illinois. Now, if you've been on the site a lot, you know that Matt Larson is from that area. I also invest in that area. I own 30 houses in the Quad Cities, Illinois, Iowa area. Is that place better than the rest? No. All the places I went to have insane opportunities. I happened to invest there because I ended up partnering with Matt Larson, one of our students, because he won the contest. Every year a contest winner. If you don't know about that, just keep looking in your emails. You make money, or even if you have a big change of life, you enter a contest, and the winner gets to be my partner. Well, I partnered with Matt. He did such a great job. I said, let's just keep going. We ended up buying 30 deals, or maybe even more than 30. I'm not even sure right now. But we go up and see Eric. Now, here's something that blew me away with Eric. And I'm not going to mention any names, but Eric paid a supposed top investment expert, real estate guy that you might hear on the radio a lot to come to a free seminar. He paid this company $24,000. And Eric, I hope you don't mind me sharing that if you're on the call. But what was sad is, he said, and this is his words, that he learned more from my $19 book than he did from $24,000 worth of coaching. But here's the thing that talking on the personal side, Eric didn't have that money. He borrowed that money from his dad. So you know how hard that is, not only when you borrow that money and then it doesn't get you the results you desire, and, all the dynamics that would go with something like that. But what he did was he didn't give up. He got my book, and his dad obviously believed in his son and said, let's give it a go again. He went deep with my book. He did his first deal, ran into some problems, didn't understand. His first deal, still net worth over $30,000 increase just like that. Monthly cash flow, just like that. Even with troubles, even with learning. And when he was telling me, I said, good for you. Congratulations. You learned some of the things not to do. If I taught you, if I had to teach you every single thing about every deal, the book would literally be 14 feet thick. You got to get started and learn learn along the way. But if you do it right, it's almost impossible to lose money. And the only way to go is up. But you learn along the way. You document it. When I was there, I went to his second house that he said he bought, got an insane discount on. He knew how to find it, knew how to find the realtor, knew how to find the motivated sellers. He got into the house, net worth through the roof, net worth raised through the roof. He's got cash flow every month. But what's best is he bought it, had a team go in there, do the work. Literally, I was in the house 2 weeks after he closed. It looked unbelievable. And I'm like, Eric, I can't wait to dig into your brain. And here's what so many people say. Well, I don't know as much as you. Do I really have a lot to share with people? How many people on the phone right now would love to be in their first deal and have cash flow and $20,000 a month and figure out how to do it with a guy who didn't have any money to get started, whose credit's not so great, and how to figure out a way using our techniques and the support of his father to make it happen? I think if I said, everybody raise your hand that you want to know Eric's secrets in a mid-sized city, I think everybody on this call would raise their hand, wouldn't they? Exactly. And that's what we're doing in the month of October. And if you know my techniques, you know that I'm not going to share it in a way to overwhelm you and give you information overload. I'm going to make sure I don't want to give away everything. I just want to let you know, be prepared. If you truly want to make money, which I believe you do because you wouldn't be on this call, you wouldn't be wasting a Thursday night, and if you're on the East Coast, you're up pretty late right now and probably have kids in the other room or family in the other room, or you're on this call because you want to make money. You want to make money? Stick with me through October. Okay, so we went and saw Eric. We get done with Eric, and then I flew down to see Joe and Stacy, which I've seen Joe and Stacy about three times in the last month. We had an event. I flew them down here for That's a Surprise. I can't share all that with you. And then I went and saw them there, and man, I love hanging out with these two. They're just awesome, awesome people. But what's awesome about them is they got my book and went to the Edge event last April. And since that Edge event, they've raised their net worth. You ready for this? If you're writing down numbers, $750,000 plus. They have cash flow. They learned how to do no money down deals that would just blew me away. They got a no money down technique that starts with an email to somebody. And they got everything they wanted. Not only did they get a no money down deal and 100% financing, they left the closing table with $5,000 on one of their deals. $5,000. So they didn't have any of their money out. And the property cash flowed immediately. From day one, it started cash flow. They left with $5,000. Listen, I only gave them the beginning of that. They found ways to take it even deeper. And now I got an email from Joe today, because I gave Joe everybody I went and saw. I gave my personal email address to. I got an email from Joe today, and it simply said, two more deals under our belt, number 8 and number 9. They got two more killer REOs, real estate owned, means they were foreclosures, went back to the bank. They learned how to negotiate with the bank, find the deal. They found a desperate bank wanting to unload them, and they made an insane deal. They got the deal, not only got the property at a super, super discount, they got the bank to fund and hold the paper with no money down with a great interest rate. And that's just one of Joe and Stacy's techniques. I mean, they've done so many good things. They work as a killer team. They know the first questions to ask somebody, where to look. And they admitted to me they were scared to death on their first deal, nervous and excited all at once. But, man, that's past them. Their chests are out. They're confident. They're walking about 6 inches off the ground when they talk about real estate. I don't know about you, but I want all that information. And then I went down. Then I went down and saw Greg Murphy. Now, here's a really awesome story. And if you guys have seen the Edge event, you've seen Greg Murphy, or maybe you saw his video on deansmedia.com. But Greg's just a good old Southern boy. Maybe that's a bad term. I don't know, but that's what he reminds me of, or that's what I think of when I see Greg, from Mississippi. And Greg was quoted and has said, and everybody loves it. I see people all the time. He's like, hey, you got that guy on your show that said his credit was in the crapper. So if you remember the guy from my show that says his credit was in the crapper and was working 80 hours a week, that's Greg Murphy. What a great guy. So I go down to this little town called Boonville, Mississippi. Now, I'm telling you this story because if you live in a small town, I grew up in a small town of 6,000. If you live in a small town and you think, wow, this stuff doesn't work here, you're wrong. I get to this tiny little town, and Greg pulls up. First of all, Greg gets out of the car, and I don't even recognize him because in his video, he was 45 pounds heavier. So let me just tell you, real estate obviously makes you lose weight, too. So I say that said jokingly, but Greg really says that's why, because he has a zest for life again. He said he got heavy and was just eating the wrong food because he was depressed. He was depressed being so in debt. He was depressed that his credit card bills he couldn't pay every month. He was depressed that he had to work 80 hours a week and go backwards every month. He doesn't have that anymore. He's doing fantastic. In fact, Greg has done every single one of his deals with no money down. Greg Murphy is the lease option king. He's taken my techniques to a whole new level. Bandit signs to a whole new level. Flyers to a whole new level. Finding deals that no one can find. Finding buyers that no one can find. And he's making a match and making great money. Like, I'm talking 30 grand on a deal, 18 grand on another deal, $500, $300 a month in cash flow on other deals. Guys, this is zero money out of his pocket. He didn't improve his credit. He didn't improve his credit score. He didn't have anybody lend him money. This isn't finding a rich relative to give him money. He didn't have a 401k to tap. He didn't have a retirement fund to tap. He didn't have a credit card that he could get money off of. Guys, he is the epitome of just not thinking, not overanalyzing, just doing. He took my book, read it a whole bunch of times, went deep, took action, created his own techniques that, man, I just love him for it, and I'm going to get all that information from him. But he's just doing it. Over $100,000 so far. Just one deal after another, just doing amazing things. And when I got there, like I said, he was 45 pounds lighter, looked amazing, smiled from ear to ear, pulled up in his brand new pickup truck and told me two things I thought was awesome. All his credit card debt is paid off, zero credit card debt. And as of like 2 weeks from now, with what he put together, he'll have zero house payment. Living in a three-bedroom, two-bath, great place, zero house payment. A long way from where he was a year ago or whenever it is that he got my book. But, man, doesn't that give you hope? Doesn't that make you realize that, man, if Greg can do it with all those obstacles in a tiny town, can I do it in a little bigger town with maybe less obstacles or maybe even more obstacles? But again, I truly believe, again, this trip, this call is less about real estate because I know all that wisdom's out there. Listen, we ran a poll at our site about 6 months ago and said, what's the number one thing holding you back from being successful in real estate? And we put an option on there that, you know, not enough wisdom and information, not the right techniques. But we also put in there afraid of failure and negative people in your life. And you know, the overwhelming winner was negative people in your life. Number two was afraid of failure. So it had nothing to do with the techniques we shared. Nothing to do. Didn't say your book was crap. Didn't say you don't share enough stuff. Didn't say your Success Academy is not worth it. It said, I have negative people in my life and I'm afraid of failure. Man, I got to do all I can to bust past that for you. That's what this call's about. I want you to get off this call so, listen, here's the thing. I don't want you just to be motivated and have it fade away. That's why this month of October, that's why I'm calling it Success Fest, is because this month I'm going to give you the inspiration, the motivation for long-term success, to know that you can do it, because I'm going to show you so many people doing it that you're like, man, if that person can do it, so can I. But better yet, you're going to be filled with the exact techniques for you to follow. And that's why this is going to be an insane month. All right, so I left Greg Murphy, and I went and saw Chip and Andrea. And if you've ever been on Dean's Media or sometimes on DeanGraziosi.com or Watch the Edge, you saw Chip and Andrea. And they're just an awesome young couple. They got a cool little first-grade son, and he's just a cool little kid. And I got to go to their condo and, you know, drove up and said hi and got to sit down and see all their kids' drawings on the wall and saw the little workstation where Andrea and Chip do all their work from, where they're making their money from. And I got to sit down and listen to one of their deals where they followed exactly what I share with them, but then took that to another level and started doing it virtually in other places. Long story short, the one deal they walked me through, that I was taking notes and mental notes and got on the plane and was taking more and going to go deep and get more, but one deal, guys, $44,000 in their pocket. They didn't use a dime of their own money. They used our techniques to find an insane deal. They used our techniques to find a motivated buyer. They matched them up and put $44,000 in their pocket. Now, did it come easy? Not really. Chip said he had to make about 100 phone calls to make that happen. Andrea was on it nonstop, calling everybody, making the deals happen, pushing banks, pushing buyers, pushing sellers. But if you add it all up, they said they had less than 3 days in it. Okay, so it was 100 phone calls. It was pressure. It was learning unique strategies. They were a little scared. Where's the deal going to happen? And they did this deal 4 states away. All of it was done via the internet, computers, cell phones, regular phones, and text messaging. Man, I was so blown away. I'm just so happy for them. They've done 7 deals. They've done 8 deals so far, 7 of which zero money out of their pocket. And they've made anywhere from $4,000 on their first one, $4,400, if I remember correctly, all the way to $44,000 on their best deal, and every place in between. Zero money. Now, if learning from them is not valuable, I don't know what is. And that's, again, you know, the whole student becomes the teacher thing was exactly the experience I had over that week of flying. And I want to tell you, you know, I'm talking about flying. Of course, the only way I could do that was on a private plane. And, you know, I don't want anybody to think, if you're new to this phone call and this site, you know, I am blessed. I do extremely well. But I want to let you know, guys, I know what it was like to have nothing. I know what it was like to have all these fears we're talking about. I know what it's like to have to do a no-money-down deal because I didn't have money. I know what it's like to feel desperate. I know what it's like to live in a trailer park. I know what it's like to have to sell everything that you own just to pay the bills the next month. I mean, I lived in some, you know, we all had a thing, and this is not a pity party. I love every bit about my past because I love who I am now. And that sometimes it takes a while to get there. I don't know if you're there, but I promise you there's a level of success, a level of accomplishment where you appreciate everything about your life, even the real shitty parts, for lack of a better word. Even the things that hurt really bad, and you realize that was all there for a reason because you like who you are now. And I would do anything in my power to give that gift to every single person on this phone call tonight, the gift of appreciating your past life no matter what, because your future is so darn good and you're going to love the person you are. I'd love to be able to do that. And I'm trying, as you can see. But Chip and Andrea really inspired me, and they inspired me because they didn't give up, and they had friends calling them crazy. I mean, Chip was telling me as I walked out the door that one of his best friends is a VP of a pretty big company and still goes to lunch with him and said, well, Chip, I don't know, but when he started seeing he was the naysayer, and I don't think he was a bad guy, just didn't really believe it. Like, are you really doing this, Chip? But when he sees he's doing it, now he finally wants to invest with him, and he's going to the next level. And Chip and Andrea, they should be pounding their chest a little bit. They should be walking around excited and confident. Because you know what? They've made a massive difference in their own lives and the life of their son and any future children they have and future generations below them. Guys, I know I digressed a little bit and I even lost where I was. But what I wanted to say is, getting back to me, I was flying around in a private jet. And I want everybody to know the reason I went into talking about my personally, because I don't want you to think, wow, he's lucky, he's just flying around, and Dean was born under a shining star. I went through all the crap in life, really did, but I just never gave up, and I saw that in the same people, and literally flying around in that jet just showed me that anything is possible, even in my own life. Anything is, I mean, here's the thing. One thing you have to know, and if you've heard this before, I'm sorry, but if you're new to this, I was a millionaire because of real estate in my 20s. I was a multimillionaire because of real estate in my 30s. I didn't make my millions from selling books and tapes. But flying around that plane, I have to tell you, you know what? It was unbelievable. And if I could give you a moment to dream, being the kid that I was, and again, living in a trailer park and wearing hand-me-downs and having my parents drop me off 2 blocks from school, and it was one or the other. My parents split when I was 3, married 4 times each. I moved 20-something times by the time I was 18, and neither one of them, unfortunately, had much money. And getting dropped off at school, a block away from school because our car was so crappy and I didn't want to get made fun of. And now I'm flying around the country on a private jet getting to see person after person whose lives are changing, some on their way to being millionaires, some retired, some financially independent, and I help just spark that, even if I was just the catalyst. But I have to tell you, flying over the Everglades in Florida and then flying over the ocean in New Jersey and then going up to upstate New York where it's absolutely gorgeous and you could see for hundreds of miles in each way, just green and gorgeous, and the Finger Lakes and the Great Lakes. And then we flew over Niagara Falls, and then we go down to, we flew over Chicago and go to Illinois, and we go down to Indiana and see the beautiful landscaping down in southern Indiana, and then fly down to Mississippi and see all the bayou or whatever you call it with all the swamps, and the wetland had its own character. And we left and flew up to Denver, and we flew over the Rocky Mountains and flew over Vail, Colorado, and saw the snow-capped mountains. It was unbelievable. And then we leave there and go over into the desert and fly over Palm Springs and go down to Southern California and back to Arizona. Man, I wish I could bottle it. I wish I could bottle it. But really, the reason I'm sharing this with you, and I hope you're not saying, Dean, you know, you don't even know where I am. I'm ready to go bankrupt, or I am bankrupt, or I lost my job. I know that what I'm sharing might be seem so far away and be like, and seem like I'm almost bragging, but I'm saying it because if I can do it and the people I went and saw of all walks of life can do it, there's no reason anybody on this phone can't do it. And the last stop, okay, so we leave Denver, and we go to Southern California, which I say Southern California is about 50 miles southeast of Los Angeles. I think we landed in Chino, California, but we drove south from there. And I love this stop as much, if not more, than all of them, only because we get so many people. Even though we have so many successful students in Southern California, we get so many that say, it just doesn't work in Southern California. Well, it was so great. I went and saw Chad. And here's the unique story about Chad. Chad's using my techniques and has done incredible things. He's a youth pastor in Southern California, in south of Chino. And again, 24 years old, youth pastor. He's using my techniques, but here's the great part. He ended up meeting Matt Larson, one of my students, and he got my book, but Matt Larson shared with him what he was doing that he learned from me. So I thought it was such a cool story because it's one step away from me. He was taught by one of my students. Again, the student becomes the teacher. Matt took a liking to him and shared techniques with him. Well, I'll just fast forward. Chad's in Southern California. The first five or six realtors he went to told him he was crazy. You can't make money in Southern California. It's impossible. He finally found the right real estate agent. He's on his eighth or ninth deal just in Southern California. His last deal, $44,000 net profit on the deal. Yes, in Southern California, it can be done. Over and over and over again. He's raised his net worth. He didn't have it on paper. He said minimum $250,000 to $300,000, probably more like $500,000. Positive cash flow every month. He's got houses in other parts of the country, but he's doing Southern California, and he's doing other places in the country, which I can't remember offhand right now. Right now, he said if he didn't buy another piece of property, his retirement is set for 20 years from now, 25 years from now. Right now, if he didn't buy another piece of property, he could retire without worrying about his future. Is that awesome or what? And what his goal is, what was really awesome about Chad, he's so passionate about being a pastor, about being a youth pastor. He shared with me that he got in a car accident, was in a coma. When he woke up from a coma, he realized, and what a great age to realize, he realized even at 23 or whatever age he was, that he wanted to follow his passion and not be stuck in something that wasn't supporting who he was. And he knew he wanted to be a youth pastor and help kids, troubled kids, go to another level in life. So he went for it. And now the real estate is supplementing his income, so he doesn't have to worry about that. And he said soon, not only will it supplement his income, it'll be making him so much he could give to the charities he wants and build a solid foundation. He's investing with other pastors around the country now. I mean, just incredible stuff, guys. But just being in California and knowing he's doing it, so many other students, I know there's so many other people on the phone right now from California. If he can do it, you can do it. and I'm going to get every technique and squeeze out everything for Chad. He's such a giver. I don't have to twist his arm. He's dying to share, and we'll get all that. So, guys, I hope you can hear it in my voice. I hope you can hear my passion that this trip was just unbelievable because it just opened my eyes to be able to see different sized cities and little tiny towns and medium-sized cities in the Midwest, the East Coast, the West Coast, and everywhere in between. It means that there's nobody on this phone that can't do it tonight. So I have to ask you guys, what's going to be your action step when you get off the phone tonight? What are you guys going to do? What's going to start the ball rolling? You know, I had an email that went out a couple weeks ago. I read a book on Kaizen. I don't know how to say it. I'm sorry. And some people corrected me because I talked about it in my blog. But the whole concept is that even a 1,000-mile race starts with one step at a time. That's how we won World War II. It's how Japan rebuilt after World War II, by one little step at a time. If you look at real estate as this massive, overwhelming thing that other people can do and you can't, it's not going to work for you. If you call two real estate agents and they say no, or you didn't make $20,000 in your first 2 weeks and it doesn't work, and you get disappointed and discouraged, it's not going to work for you. But you need to set plateaus and levels of success for yourself. Listen, being on this call tonight is a plateau of success. Having naysayers in your life tell you that you can't make money in real estate, but you forged ahead, got my book, read it, part of my Real Estate Success Academy, or got my Edge Kit, or whatever it is, just being on this call, or you're a regular at deangraziosi.com, that's a plateau of success, guys. That's one step in the right direction. So here's what I'd love for you to do when you get off the phone tonight, or if you want to wait till the morning, but take action right away. Do something. Listen, promise me you'll do something in the next 24 hours towards your own success. You want to set goals. That's a plateau of success. Do you want to carve out some time that you're going to focus 100% on you and your future in real estate? Would that be a part of a step towards success? Absolutely. Don't look at it. Like, here's one thing, and I asked this in a blog a couple weeks ago. How many things have you already done that you haven't given yourself a pat on the back for? Well, figure out those, pat yourself on the back, and I want you to take action in the next 24 hours with anything. If it's calling five realtors. You know, here's a cool story. Matt Larson now goes out and trains other people, right? He's a part of our team. He's evolved. He's retired from his job, and when he retired from his job, he retired before he did anything with us. We said, how would you like to be an in-house mentor? And if people want somebody to come there and hold their hand, we'll fly you around the country, fly you to their house, and you can hold their hand and get them started, right? So Matt's created this system. He helps people get loans even when they think they can't, already been rejected. So it was literally 2 nights ago we're on the phone, and he's telling me how one of his students that he was training, he told them, I want you to call 20 banks and say this, and they gave him a strategy. And the guy called him back after five and said, Matt, it's not working. And Matt said to him, how many did you call? He said, five. This is a true story, guys. I'm not making this up. Called him back a little while later. He goes, Matt, we got to try another option. I've called 12 banks. They all said that they don't do financing like that, that properties have to season. They don't do 100% financing or whatever it was. They told him it doesn't happen. Matt said, listen, we agreed. You said you'd trust me. You have to call 20 banks. He called him back an hour later. He said, guess what? Number 18 is going to finance us. Now, he could have looked at it like 17 failures when every bank guy said no. Or you can look at it as every time you got a no, you're one step closer to a yes. That's one little step of progress. And that's what I want for you guys. I want you to get in the game, get engaged, and stay with us. Listen, I want you to stay with us forever. But make sure you don't miss anything in the month of October. Wouldn't you like to go into the holidays with a sense of confidence, knowing where you're going for 2010? Well, that's what I hope for you guys. I really hope you saw that this call tonight was meant a lot to me. I appreciate it. I know it was last minute. I know a lot of you changed everything to be on this call tonight. I hope I didn't disappoint you. Because we didn't talk a lot about real estate tonight, but man, if I can get you in the game, I know I can get you to play, and you can play at a very high level. Think about being in a football game. even if you're in the game, somebody could drop the ball in front of you, pick it up, and score a touchdown. And that's what happens to a lot of our students. Their first deal, bang. But a lot of people, like LaBertha, she had to be in the game for a long time. She had a lot of obstacles in her way. But she's in the game now. And to me, she hit a couple home runs with two $500 houses that look like they're worth, you know, lots and lots more. And Bernadette, of course, together as a team. So that's it for tonight. I really appreciate you guys being on this call tonight. I appreciate you. I will never stop doing everything I can to get you the results you desire. You guys know if you want to be a part of our Success Academy, you can call in and talk to a representative, a startup specialist, anytime you want to see if that's a fit for you. If you want somebody to help hold your hand and guide you, you know that's always there for you. That's not what this call was about tonight, but I always let people know about it because the Success Academy has produced some of our most successful students. And I have a number here if you want to write this down. I just got an email, which I don't even have the number here. I'm hoping this is the right number. No, it is. It is 888-286-7712. 888-286-7712. You want to call tonight. You want to call tomorrow. You want to look in the book. That's part of our Success Academy where we hold people's hands and keep them accountable for their own success. But again, what I want you to do tonight is I want you to set a goal. Listen, you've already spent an hour with me. Hang up on this when we're done. Hang up and spend 10 minutes setting what your action steps are going to be this week. I promise you, you need to get the ball started. And here's a couple last things I want to say, and I won't keep you more than an hour, is you can practice this without having any negative impact to you at all, only showing you the positive. What I mean is so many people overanalyze, overthink it, say, I don't have money, don't have credit, there's no deals in my area, I can't make it happen, I have no money, and they never get started. Go out and practice, guys. Use the 25-to-1 method and go out and make 25 offers on property in the next 2 weeks if you can. Do something and take it as far as you can to where you feel as comfortable as you need to feel. Because once you're in it, you're going to see if you don't overthink and you just do, that you're going to get reactions and actions. And you're going to have deals come on your lap. You go to real estate clubs or use the automated system to find investors in today's market. You can build a buyer's list of people that want to buy property that you find and pay you money in the middle. You want to bird dog and get commissions because you have all of it's possible, but you can't do any of it by overthinking. You got to just grab a hold of one strategy. And you need to go for it. All right, that's it for tonight, guys. I really appreciate you guys being on this call once again. I appreciate you letting me just ramble on here for an hour and share why I'm so excited. I hope it got you guys excited, and I look forward to a call. We're going to try to do another call in October, towards the end of October. So be prepared for that. Don't miss an email from me. Don't miss a blog, because if you miss out, you will be truly disappointed. And some of the stuff we're going to be doing in October will never, ever be seen again, only seen in October. All right, guys, have a wonderful night. I'm going to open up the lines. Everybody can say goodnight, and thanks again.
New York.
Natural thing.